at the Buzz Bubble, we always follow the great work. So I'm a huge, huge Leaf fan. I'm a Leaf driver, a fanatic. It was the gas-powered everything TV spot that got me, and happy birthday TV happy spot that closed the deal for me. I was like, oh, it's been a year. Bible's here. Well, I'm going to get one tomorrow.
Yeah.
So what's the climate around the EV? I don't know, some of them call it the car wars.
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, I'm a fanatic myself. I was one of the first people in Tennessee that got one. I think the governor got one before I did. I was living in Tennessee at the time, but I had my VIN number. It's the VIN number. It's 00000325. So I was like, I've got the 325th one. And I got to tell you, I was a believer, and I think it's one of those, the for 100% electric. Yeah. I am such a believer in the product, and it's so surprising. And the reaction has been the same. I think you probably, we've talked a little bit about it, but I love getting people. I got my CEO in the car for the first time and a couple of other big guys. And so there were four of us, maybe it was five of us, but we were in the car.
Sitting comfortably,
you know. And,
everybody's
and
always surprised.
Just going, oh. He's like, turn it on. Oh, it's on. You know, and you start going like, oh, this is nice. And everybody has that expectation. Then you put down the accelerator, get that torque going, and suddenly you're going slightly more than the speed limit down the highway.
And like, you get there quickly.
And they're like, wait a second. And he was surprised. It's a product it's fun to drive, and it's one of those you have to experience. I mean, I think it's kind of like when people first heard about an iPhone, they're like, or a smartphone, what's this? And then when you experience, you're like, oh my God, I got to have it. Now, Leaf and EVs, 100% EVs anyway, have, you know, it's one of those barriers to change. Is it expense? Is it range anxiety? But I think as you see, Nissan Renault just sold its 100,000th EV last month. 100,000, okay, that's a lot.
Yeah.
The Smyrna plant is the largest battery plant in the world now, down in Tennessee, the investment's there. And you can begin to see... Right here in the States, which has brought the cost down as opposed to bringing it, you know, out of
and
Japan.
And, you know, I get all the naysayers, and they say, well, the footprint of bringing those batteries over on the diesel-powered, you know, no, it's right here.
Yeah, it's here. I mean, listen, I think that everything in the world, I mean, when you come to... Pure green. I mean, okay, just ride your bike. Okay, I think the reality is a lot of the people did it initially. The very earliest adopters wanted it for that green factor and that badge and what have you. But I mean, it's not for people who are going 200 miles a day. I mean, it's really refining. It's two car families or two car people in the United States. It's different in Japan. It's different in Europe. In Norway, a couple of months ago, it was the second best selling car behind the Volkswagen Golf. An EV. They have great incentives. They're very progressive from an environmental perspective. But really, we've moved away from that environmental conversation. You talk about gas powered everything. You talked about happy birthday, the journey,
polar bear
journey to zero. That was very early adopter. That's really not the message because everybody wants that, knows that already.
Right.
At this point, it's that, how does it fit into your everyday life? And oh, by the way, it's really exciting and fun to drive.
Yeah, there's no compromise.